during the game. You're going to hear the call from Jones Angel, the voice of the Tar Heels, and he joins us now on the phone to chat about the game. Jones, thanks for being with us today. Good morning.
Good morning. I heard you talking about those Chapel Hill Restaurant Group restaurants. Yeah, I think they're tired of seeing me over there. I go there. So I love Mez, man. That place is awesome. Yes, big game coming up on Saturday, Carolina, Virginia. And, man, I mean, Aaron, I don't know what else to say other than this is a really key game. I think it might be maybe the biggest game of the Mack Brown 2.0 era here in Chapel Hill to this point. It just feels like the season, not the whole season, but it just feels like this early season portion, the way you feel coming out of it is going to ride a lot on this game, because if the Tar Heels are successful, then you feel like, man, okay, you know, maybe back on track a little bit and have that stumble at the beginning, but starting to find out who they are and heading in the right direction. And if you don't get the win, then, man, the door on the Coastal is probably not 100% closed, but it's probably 99% closed at that point. And so, and that's a legitimate goal for the Tar Heels this year, to win that division and play for the title. So, man, big game coming up. Glad it's in Keenan Stadium. Hope there's a terrific crowd. I'm sure there will be. It's sold out. I'm sure it's going to be electric in there. And looking forward to a big game between the Heels and the Cavaliers.
It's going to be a good one. What's the vibe like around the team, the players and the coaches? Is it different this week versus last week? Is it the same? How are they feeling?
I don't think it's any different, other than everybody understands that, you know, this is an important week, and that you've got to keep getting better, because even though Carolina won that game last week against Georgia State, and, you know, the stats and the numbers all look pretty, 59-17 and more than 600 yards of offense, I mean, all those things are good. But I also don't think Carolina left that game feeling like it played the perfect football game. There's certainly plenty of things that the Tar Heels can improve on. And so I think they get the fact that, hey, you know what, it's Virginia this week, and then it's at Georgia Tech next week, and then you've got a really difficult stretch coming up in October. And so, you know, they know that it's a lot of big-time teams that are on the docket here moving forward, and conference teams that know you well. So they'll be ready and ready to play you at a high level. And so I think Carolina understands that and knows that it needs to continue to improve. But, you know, I don't think there's any extra pressure or sense of urgency or anything like that. I think Carolina's just going to work and understand they need to get better, and that this is an important one coming up.
Speaking with Jones Angel, voice of the Tar Heels, and let's talk about Sam Howell. He had an amazing game against Georgia State, airing it out, and also on the ground as well. And, I mean, we just heard the drive of the game, that 62-yard touchdown run, which I could tell you were having a lot of fun calling that, and I was having a lot of fun listening to it.
Well, the funny part, so at the end of that call, you know, we said, keep running, Sam, keep running. Because Brian and I, Brian Simmons, we had just been through this long discussion about Sam's running ability.
Yeah.
And, you know, how it had been, you know, it is clearly at a higher level this year, and that's a credit to him for getting his body in a position where he's, you know, more elusive and more flexible, and he's trimmed down some, and, you know, he is a more effective runner. But the conversation Brian and I were having, which I think is still a relevant conversation now today, Aaron, as you and I talk, is, yes, you want that to be a part of the offensive repertoire. And it's clearly effective. Carol, I mean, we've seen that in college football the last decade plus, that running quarterbacks are difficult to defend, because you can do everything right, shut down a play, and then he can just take off and run and get 12 yards. And you didn't do anything wrong, but he just picked up a first down. And so it is an effective weapon. And yet, Sam Howell is so important to what Carolina is doing. Now, the Tar Heels are in a better place with their quarterback depth than they were 2 years ago. So, you know, they certainly feel comfortable with Jacoby Criswell or Drake May in the game. They feel like they are talented young quarterbacks who are going to help them. But right at this moment, Sam Howell is your best option. There's no question about that. And so that they want him in there. And so, Aaron, he's got to be smart. Don't be reckless running the ball. So if it's second and eight, if you need to slide after 6 yards, just slide.
Yep.
Yeah, get to third and two. If it's fourth and three, okay, maybe you need to bang around a little bit and take a shot or whatever and get the first down. But there's no need to take unnecessary hits if you're Sam Howell. And so, yes, you want him to run aggressively and effectively. You just don't want him to be reckless.
I loved Mac Brown's comment about that after the game, where he was running down the sidelines going, get down, get down. Actually, you know what? Just keep running. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, that's right. You slide, slide. No, go on in. That's great. Yeah, Coach Williams, I remember we've heard him say that a bunch for basketball. Like, what is that shot? Good shot. Great shot. Always thought that was a good one. So, yeah, that's athletic sometimes. And in all seriousness, Aaron, I mean, how different did Sam Howell look than the Sam Howell of like 2 years ago when he was going down that sideline? He legitimately outran some guys. And so, yes, it was an impressive play, and his running in total. I mean, he's Carolina's leading rusher through two games, and he's looked every bit of it.
Speaking with Jones Angel, and quickly as we start to wrap up, turn to the other side of the ball, what can we expect from UVA?
Yeah, Virginia is tricky, man, and I mean that I don't mean that in a snarky way. I mean, they are just a difficult team to defend because they throw a ton of personnel at you. They throw a lot of different movements and motions and shifts and formations, and you know there'll be two or three different guys who throw the ball in this game, and that's not unusual for them. You know, they of course Brendan Armstrong, their terrific quarterback, is going to be the main one, but they'll have two or three other plays where somebody else will throw it, and you never know when it's coming, and it's not that somebody will come in motion and then they'll stop under center and get a snap and be a quarterback for a play. And so, you know, they just do a bunch of things like that to try and keep you off balance, to try to make you play slow because you're too busy diagnosing things to just go run and play. And they want to give you a ton of stuff to have to try and prepare for throughout the week. So they are a difficult opponent in that regard. Defensively, it's similar in that they have a bunch of different formations. They list 13 positions on their depth chart. Of course, you can only have 11 on the field at one time, and so they're just very multiple in what they do, and make you prepare for a lot. Plus, they're playing really well. They've outscored their two opponents, William and Mary in Illinois, by a score of 85-14. So they're playing really well. This will be a big challenge for sure.
Going to be a tough game. Going to be an important game. Should be a great, great night in Keenan Stadium tomorrow. 7:30 kickoff time. Our pregame coverage starts at 4:30 with IC Live. Jones Angel and the gang taking over with their pregame coverage at 6:30. And I'm looking forward to hearing it all. Jones Angel, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Aaron. I'll see you at Mez here coming up soon.